Further south still, and stooped, shrouded figures end the flat monotony of the tundra. This is the tree line, the first place on our journey with sufficient warmth and liquid water to enable a tree to grow. Surviving here is so crushingly difficult that it can take hundreds of years for a seedling to grow into a stunted shrub. But even small trees can provide cover for a predator. Wolves. These in northern Canada are the largest and most powerful in the world, and they are setting out to hunt. The pack is 25 strong, a sign that the prey they are seeking is formidable. These bison are even bigger than their southern cousins and the largest land animals in North America. For generations, wolves and bison here have been shaped by their battles with each other, making each the most impressive of its kind. The bison will not stay long among the trees. They're not safe here. The wolves are closing in, but their chance of ambushing the bison in the woods has passed. Their prey are now in the open and grouped together for safety. The wolves will need to work as a team if they're to make a kill. They circle the herd, trying to unsettle it and split it up. But the bison are armed and dangerous. They will be safe as long as they stick together. The wolves up their game, harrying the herd, a ploy to trigger a stampede and split away one of the smaller ones.